A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to Clover Park and our second stretch of this two-week road trip as your Daytona Tortugas travel to Port St. Lucie to take on the St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network, leading you up until our 6:10 first pitch. The MLB trade deadline reaching its conclusion in about 3 minutes at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. The Reds have made yet another trade here today. Right-hander Tyler Mahle going to the Minnesota Twins in exchange for three prospects, including a couple of Fort Myers players, an infielder Christian Encarnacion Strand, and the left-hander Steve Hadger, who had been with Fort Myers earlier this season. However, have heard reports that Hadger will not join the Daytona Tortugas, will be promoted to High A Dayton, which is a bit of a bummer for those of us here in Daytona Beach. Edwin Arroyo and Andrew Moore, two of the prospects expected to join Daytona after the Luis Castillo trade with the Mariners last week, have not joined the team for this week. They are out in the Arizona Complex League playing with the Reds team there. No word yet if and when they will indeed join the Tortugas in due time. But Daytona will see the debut, the organizational debut of right-hander Jose Acuña, who made his last start in the Mets organization for St. Lucie in this very ballpark a week ago today. He'll make his Tortugas and Reds organization debut tonight against the Mets and St. Lucie, who will counter with their rehabbing right-hander Harold Gonzalez. No other roster moves for Daytona here today. They'll roll with the same 30 they had to close out the series last week in Jupiter. We'll take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network. When we come back, last week we had a chance to sit down with the right-hander Carson Rudd. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also have starting lineups in first pitch. We'll also be talking about all the crazy trades going on leading up to the deadline coming up in about exactly 1 minute. Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the right-hander. That is Carson Rudd. Carson, been back in Daytona now for a couple of weeks. What's your experience been like back with the Tortugas?
Very hot and humid and lots of rain, but it's fun to be back. So,
well, how do you try and handle that and adapt with that as a pitcher? Obviously, the extra humidity and different weather factors can impact sort of how you grip the baseball and things like that. How do you find a way to counteract that?
I think the first week was a big adjustment, like conditioning wise, because even in bullpens and stuff I was definitely struggling, but I think it's just like getting outside and getting more reps in the weather, and you just figure it out as you go, just trial and error.
Do you think having your experience a little bit in Daytona early last season may have helped sort of give you some ideas of what you could do to try and, you know, better grip the baseball and better have, you know, better stability throughout the course of the hot weather?
Yeah, I think it's still just an adjustment, just finding out how much of what you need. Like, rosin's been a big help when you're sweating like crazy. But it's still just finding out, like, because it's going to be different in game than it is everywhere else. So just finding that happy medium has been a little tough.
You've had your first two appearances here with Daytona. Both have gone pretty darn well. What have you been trying to work on since you've been back here in Daytona Beach, and what are some of the things you're looking to improve upon in your craft?
I think improve a little bit upon everything, but the biggest focus right now is curveball stuff. Trying to get the feel and the shape back on that pitch and make it as good as possible. And other than that, just small tweaks and on other things. And yeah, that's about it.
What kind of things do you work on with organization on the pitching side of things in terms of trying to help develop and create that pitch design with that breaking ball?
Todd's been really helpful. He's helped with a lot of drills and stuff, and just getting on the mound with the TrackMan, and it's really the only thing you can do is just get as many reps as possible off the mound and kind of get that feel and make some adjustments. It's easy to make pitch-to-pitch adjustments when you're on the TrackMan and stuff, and just get that instant feedback just really helps expedite that process.
A lot of really talented pitching minds in this organization, from, you know, the major league level all the way down here to the minor league level and rookie ball, Daytona, wherever. What's it been like for you the last couple of years working with the different pitching minds in this organization, helping you improve yourself on the hill?
I think it's interesting. I think it's good to get like a lot of different input. So asking a lot of different people questions always helps, and asking just other players questions when you're exposed to more players, you get a lot of different answers. So it's a really good opportunity to learn from each other, and I think that's been really helpful.
You've had a really interesting start to your professional career, of course, 2020, when you were signed by the Reds. The draft was cut because of the pandemic. Nothing about last year, your first pro season, was normal. Things have been a little bit more normal, emphasis on a little bit part over the course of the 2022 season. But what was it like for you coming into this year, actually having sort of a normal off season, having a normal spring training in terms of just getting ramped up and ready for the season?
It was my first like real season, I guess, off of like a regular off season, so that was good. And I ended up spending most of it with TJ Antone in Dallas at his facility, which was always nice to get with somebody who kind of knows the ropes. And yeah, I think kind of since I missed a lot of time last year, it was like kind of a interesting spring training, was just throwing one inning at a time. So now building up and just making sure I stayed healthy through the first half is important, and now it's time to build up and see how far we can get, see how many pitches and innings we can get under the belt, and go from there.
What was it like getting connected to TJ Antone? Obviously, he's had tremendous success at the major league level with the Reds when he's been from injury right now, but where did that connection come from, and what was it like getting a chance to work out at his facility during the course of the summer, or during the winter, I should say?
I ended up moving to Dallas last year and just got connected through kind of Reds contacts, and yeah, he was super happy to have me down there, and it was a good atmosphere, and it was fun to train with those guys, and I think it definitely helps. Like, they're obviously, he's super talented, and there's a lot of super talented guys that go there, and makes it a fun training atmosphere. It's close to home, and yeah, it was just a great experience.
Obviously, a wonderful opportunity to try and better yourself during the off season. Obviously, had some downtime as well over the course of last week during the All-Star break. What did you do during that downtime? Was there anything you did to try and, you know, get the batteries recharged before the start of, you know, this final push of the season?
Yeah, I went home to Dallas, hung out with my family, played golf, and still played catch and stuff, but just try to get away from the field as much as possible, just spend that time with family, and it was really nice, and now it's good to be back, so.
Yeah, it was one thing that you guys didn't have last year, was sort of a time to sort of get away and be with family and friends like that. What was it like for you getting a chance to get away from baseball in the middle of the season, spend some time with family and friends, and just sort of decompress?
I think it's important. It's just, it's a long season. So when it comes down to it, like, spending every day at the field is, it gets monotonous, but obviously it's still fun going out there and competing. But the days in between kind of start to get longer, and going home and seeing the family, just it kind of helps you, like, put it in perspective and just when you're away from it for a couple of days, you come back and you're excited to do it again. So I think that's a big help.
One of the other things that I've always noticed about you is you always seem to have a very positive attitude. You always seem to be smiling whenever you're around your teammates and around the ballpark. Where does that mindset come from, and how do you try and find ways to stay positive? Because as you said, you know, baseball's a grind. It's a long, arduous season, no matter where you are in the country, what level you're playing in. But it's always got to be a nice thing to be able to find that happy place and be able to engage.
Yeah, I think it's just important to have fun, and like it's easy to have fun when you're actually playing, but as a pitcher, when you're only throw once a week, like finding fun and doing everything else is and having fun with your teammates is kind of makes it a lot easier to get through like a lot of the long days, especially out here, a lot of rain delays and stuff like that. So I think just having fun, and if it's not fun, like I wouldn't be out here if I wasn't able to have fun, so it would make it a lot worse. And I think it just at the end of the day makes it, you know, a fun experience, which is how it should be.
One final question for you, Carson. I heard you talking about it with Cody White before we were coming out here to do the interview, talking about some golf. You a big golf player? You enjoy playing playing on the links?
I do enjoy playing a lot.
What's it like getting a chance to play some golf during the season? I know they got a lot of fellow golf players on this on this roster, especially on the pitching staff. Is it fun getting a chance to sort of get away from baseball and hit the links with your teammates?
Yes, it's definitely a good way to decompress on like a Monday or something and just get out in the sun and get outside and have fun. So
Carson Rudd, outstanding pitcher, also a little bit of a scratch golfer as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
Oh. Okay. Like Lil Jon.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Welcome back out here to Clover Park. Justin Rock with you, waiting for the Mets to take the field here at Clover Park. Game one of this six-game series coming up. Jose Acuña, former St. Lucie Met, will make his Tortuga and Reds organizational debut tonight against the rehabbing right-hander Aroel Gonzalez. And we'll get you tonight's starting lineups after we take yet another break. Mets have taken the field. We'll step aside and come back after the national anthem has been performed. Busy day in baseball. Time to get the games rolling. Don't go anywhere. First pitch between the Tortugas and Mets is next here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Yeah.
back out here at Clover Park. First pitch around the bend. Harold Gonzalez beginning to warm up on the mound for the Mets. And let's take a look at tonight's Tortugas starting lineup put together by their acting manager, former New York Met Lenny Harris. Ashton Creel will lead off as the right fielder, Jay Allen the second. Local product will bat second in center field. Hayden Jones is the DH batting third. Wendell Marrero cleans up in left field. Wilfred Astudillo behind the plate batting fifth. Yasiel Pino hits sixth at first base. Michel Triana over at third base in the seventh spot. Jonathan Willems produced Daytona in the game's only run on Sunday. He'll bat eighth at second base, with Braylon Minier, the youngest man on the roster, batting ninth at shortstop. Other by their manager, Robbie Robinson. Tanner Murphy leads off in left. William Lugo, third baseman, bats second. Junior Tillian will be the shortstop in the three spot. Omar De Los Santos, league leader in stolen bases, cleans up in center. Carlos Dominguez, powerful right fielder, will hit fifth. Warren Saunders at second base in the sixth spot. Justin Guerrera is the DH batting seventh. Raul Barra-Cierta is at first base hitting eighth, and batting ninth behind the plate is Fernando Villalobos. On the mound for the Mets tonight, it is the right-hander Harold Gonzalez, 5'10", 183 pounds, 27 years old from Pedro Brand in the Dominican Republic. Gonzalez making his second rehab start with the Mets. Pitched in relief for them last week against the Cardinals. Gave up three runs on three hits in an inning and a third. Ashton Creel will lead off for Daytona here in the top of the first inning. Creel 11 for 48 in Daytona this year, over 14 games. Righty ready. So is the righty on the mound. Gonzalez from the windup. Our first pitch of the ball game is popped high in the air, right side of the infield. Second baseman Saunders backpedaling on it. Still on the infield. Dirt makes the catch. One pitch, one out here on this Tuesday night. Sends up the center fielder, the Fort Pierce, Florida product, Jay Allen the second. Allen, just his fourth game since being activated off the injured list back on July the 22nd. Allen, 226 on the year in 63 games. 16 extra base hits, two homers, 18 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch to Allen misses high for ball one. Allen played most of the game on Sunday against Jupiter before being removed in the eighth for a pinch hitter. The 1-0. And Allen pops it off the end of the bat. Right's track by Daytona's dugout. Makes the catch. Two out. So a couple of easy pop flies for the first two outs of the game. Sends up the designated hitter, catcher Hayden Jones. Jones, a career-high three hits in the win on Sunday. Average up to .253. Eight doubles, six homers, 23 RBIs. Righty Gonzalez works from the third base side. Bends over looking for the sign from Villalobos. And the first pitch to Jones, off speed out in front. It is 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Gonzalez. Left to right of the outfield, Tanner Murphy, Omar De Los Santos, and Carlos Dominguez. The 0-1. And Jones, a big chopper over the mound. Fielded by the shortstop, Tillian, basically at the second base position. That's how far he ranged to his left. But he makes the play easily on the first, and Daytona retired on just five pitches in the first. Through a half, Daytona nothing. The Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jose Acuña, list time last week, was starting for the other team. The St. Lucie Mets making his Reds and Tortugas debuts here tonight. Quick run through of the Mets lineup, his old teammates that he'll face. Murphy, Lugo, Tillian, top of the order. De Los Santos, Dominguez, Saunders, the heart, with Carrera, Berra, Sierta, and Villalobos, the bottom third of the order. Acuña acquired from the Mets last week, along with outfielder Hector Rodriguez, who made his organizational debut in the Complex League last night. Left-hander Philip Deal, outfielder Tyler Naquin going back to the Mets. Acuña, 6'2", 213 pounds, 19 years old from Bayuma in Venezuela, won't turn 20 until October. Tanner Murphy to lead things off. Acuña ready, Murphy ready. Jose's first pitch as a Tortuga hits Murphy in the head. Or at least caught him in the shoulder. I would imagine that was not on purpose, but an inauspicious start to Acuña's organizational career. Either caught him in the head or caught him in the left shoulder. Maybe a little too much excitement for Acuña on that first pitch. And the Mets one offering into the home first to have a man aboard with nobody out. Sends up William Lugo, hitting at 260 in 78 games. Acuña from the stretch, and the righty deals. Fastball missing up and away. It is one ball and no strikes. Automated ball strike system in play here today. Lugo with 27 extra base hits, 9 homers, 43 RBIs. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium, the 1-0, and Lugo pulls this one on the ground, foul up the third baseline. It is 1-1. Acuña made two starts with St. Lucie, joined them from the Florida Complex League back on the 17th of July, gave up just one run on 4 hits in 8 innings, walked 5, struck out 12, made 6 appearances, 3 starts in the Complex League. The 1-1 runner goes from first. This one fouled back in our direction, but lands on the roof. It is 1-2. Acuña overall making his 9th appearance and 6th start of the year. 3-0, a 2.67 ERA between the FCL and St. Lucie Mets. 22 hits in 33 and 2/3 innings, 12 walks, and 48 strikeouts. Murphy leads off of first. Righty ready. The 1-2. That pitch outside. Snap throw behind the runner at first by Astudillo is late. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acuña last Tuesday took a no decision against the Cardinals, 3 shutout innings. 1 hit. Did walk a career high 4. Did strike out 4 in an 8-2 Mets win. The 2-2 pitch, runner does not go, and Lugo strikes out swinging. Slider up in the zone, the first out recorded by Acuña in the organization is a strikeout. One away here in the bottom of the first, brings up the shortstop junior Tillian. Tillian hitting at 261, this is 60th game. 12 doubles, 11 homers, and 37 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. Runner goes again, and Tillian swings, and it's a high pop fly right center field. In and to his left is Jay Allen to make the catch. Racing back to first is Murphy. He'll get there without a play. Two out in the bottom of the first for the center fielder, Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos leading the league with an even 50 stolen bases on the one in 82 games. Has 35 extra base hits,
12 homers and 47 RBIs. 47 ribbies leads the team. Murphy leads off of first with two down. And Acuna's first pitch, a fastball fouled off the home plate umpire. Everyone appears to be all right. It's 0-1. Umpiring crew tonight. It is Alex Laurie behind the plate and Matt Watkowski on the bases. One on, two out. No score here in the bottom of the first. Righty's 0-1. And a slider cut on and missed. De Los Santos out in front 0-2. Left to right in the outfield for Daytona tonight. Wendell Marrero, Jay Allen the second, and Ashton Creel. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Braylon Minier, Jonathan Willems, and Yasiel Pino. The 0-2, and this one, the line drive center field to his right, and back goes Allen. He'll run down the 108-mile-an-hour line drive, and the side retired in the first. No runs, no hits, one left on the hit batter. A scoreless inning to start his Tortugas career for 19-year-old Jose Acuna after one, no score. On the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday firework on Saturday, August 13th, with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, no score, just 15 combined pitches in this opening inning. Wendell Marrero, Wilfred Astudillo, Yasiel Pino, 4-5-6, due up for Daytona in the second. Harold Gonzalez back to work, and his first pitch to Wendell misses up and away for ball one. Marrero had base hits in each of the last three games of that series against the Hammerheads. The righty's 1-0, and Wendell takes outside. It is two balls and no strikes. Marrero, 3-4 his first 12 in Daytona with a walk this year. Second year with the club, joined the team last week from the Complex League, the 2-0. And Marrero fouls it off the overhang. Back behind home plate, it is two balls and one strike. Righty sets now the 2-1. And that pitch outside, it's 3-1. Mets tonight wearing the blue pinstriped home whites. Mets in orange script lettering across the chest. 3-1. And Marrero takes high for ball four. So Daytona has their first base runner of the game on a leadoff walk. One on, nobody out. For the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo at 237. This is his 38th game, seven doubles, no homers, 13 RBIs. 1-for-9 in that Jupiter series. Was the DH on Sunday. Switch hitter batting lefty, and Gonzalez misses high for ball one. Blue numerals on the front of that white jersey. Orange numerals on the back with a white and blue border. Gonzalez at the belt. His 1-0 offering. And Astudillo takes outside. It's 2-0. Blue pinstripe, tome white pants all the way down to the ankles for Gonzalez. Blue and white cleats buried into the Clover Park mound. Blue cap, orange bill with the orange STL logo with a white border on the front. One on, nobody out, the 2-0. And Astudillo off the hands in a left field coming on Murphy. And he'll make the running grab at about the height of his bill. One away in the seventh. Runaway in the second, I should say. A fly out to the number seven player in your scorecard. Sends up the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Pino hitting at 225 in 24 games. Five extra base hits, a homer, and six RBIs. 0 for 4 on Sunday. And Gonzalez, first pitch, breaking ball slips, missing over the head of the ducking Pino. It is 1-0. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East. No score, top of the second. 87 degrees here in Port St. Lucie. Real feel at 95. 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south-southeast. As Pino watches that drop in for a strike. Breaking ball, it's 1-1. American flag out in right center here at Clover Park, blowing from right to left and in ever so slightly. 1-0. Now the 1-1. And Pino takes low. It is 2-1. Gonzalez getting the start for the Mets. Missed all of last year with injury. It's just the second official game he's pitched in since the 2019 season, split his time between AA Binghamton and AAA Syracuse in the Mets system. 2-1. And Pino, a foul tip. 91-mile-an-hour fastball into the glove of Villalobos. It's 2-2. Made 25 appearances, 23 starts in 2019, was 12-4. Had a 3.01 ERA, struck out 112. Walked 33 and 137 and two-thirds. From the stretch, the 2-2, and Pino, a soft ground ball up the middle, could be two. Tillian Field steps on second, throw to first, double play, inning over. A casual 6-3 double play, a soft grounder, pulled Tillian towards the second base bag, just had to slide his feet to his left, and Daytona brings the minimum to the plate. In the second inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left after the double play at the end of 1.5, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to jack part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers? What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Carlos Dominguez to lead off for the Mets here in the bottom of the second inning. Dominguez, Saunders, Guerrero. The three due up in the frame. Dominguez to lead off, and the first pitch hit high in the air down the left field line. To his right, Marrero into foul ground. It's over his head, and a foul ball. Marrero was right in line with it, but it was a little bit further than he had thought. Landed over his head, and thankfully for Daytona, landed a couple of inches to the left of the chalk line. So instead of extra bases for Dominguez, just a very high and very far foul ball. So 0-1 on Dominguez, hitting at 229. This is 80th game. 27 extra base hits, leads the team with 16 home runs. 45 batted in as this one grounded past the diving glove of Triana to his left for a leadoff base hit. First hit of the game belongs to Carlos Dominguez. And the Mets have the leadoff man on here to start the second inning. One on, nobody out for Warren Saunders. Saunders, this is 18th game back with the Mets, hitting at 281. Five doubles, a homer, and six RBIs. Tonight, wearing the alternate dark green jerseys, Tortugas arched across the chest in white. By numerals, front and back, powder blue border, first pitch. And Saunders takes the slider down and away. It's 1-0. Gray pants, Acuna has him pulled up just below his knees. Tall, dark green socks from his white cleats. 1-0. And that missing outside. Slider down and away. It's 2-0. Green cap, Greenville for Daytona. White block, D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. Runner goes, and Saunders pops it up. In the infield, Yasiel Pino behind the mound, waved off by the shortstop, Manier. Having to race back is Dominguez, and able to slide in there right as Manier was squeezing his mitt on that pop-up. So Saunders retired. Third fly ball out for Acuna. And there is one away with one on in the second for Justin Guerrero. Guerrero in St. Lucie hitting at 202 in 62 games, 42 for 208. Righty-righty matchup, and Acuna's first pitch is a pop fly back behind the dish. And actually on the roof of the stadium, it's 0-1. Guerrero, 16 extra base hits, 8 homers, 31 RBIs. Righty sets at the letters. Acuna's 0-1. And a slider misses atop the zone. It is 1-1. Dimensions here at Clover Park, for those who have never been, it is 330 down the left field line. 370 out to left center, 405 to straightaway center field. Outside, another slider, it's 2-1. 370 to right center field, and 330 again down the right field line. Dominguez at first with one out and no score, the 2-1. And that fastball, a delayed strike from the home plate umpire, Alex Lawrie. It is 2-2. Acuna had one of the best starts of his young career in his Mets debut. As a matter of fact, all of his single-A starts have been made in this ballpark. 2-2 pitch, runner goes again, offering his high, throw down by Astudillo, tagged by Willems in time. Great throw by Astudillo. And Dominguez caught stealing 2-4 for the second out in the second. Eighth time the right fielder has been caught stealing this year. So a full count on Guerrero. But Acuna a strike away from getting out of the inning. The payoff pitch, fastball at the knees, got him looking. 91 down at the bottom of the zone, and Acuna works around a leadoff single to face the minimum in the second. No runs, one hit, nobody left after the caught stealing. After two, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jackson Ballpark. Fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, the trade deadline always brings some weird quirks. This year, the Tortugas been on the receiving end with the Reds organization in terms of prospects. But the Mets, on the other hand, have been dealing prospects away, as seen by Jose Acuña starting for Daytona tonight. But Acuña is not the only St. Lucie Met that has been traded in the last week. As Michel Triano, first pitch of the third, lines one right center field for a base hit. Down in front of the charging right fielder Dominguez to his right. A 106-mile-an-hour knock for Triano. And Daytona has their first base hit of the night. Leadoff man on here to start at the top of the third. But right-hander Saul Gonzalez, who I was joking with Adam McDonald, the voice of the Mets, last night as to who is the probable starter for the Mets today. Was it Harrell or Saul Gonzalez? And, well, don't have to worry about that question for Sunday, because Saul Gonzalez was on the Mets active roster for first pitch today as this one fouled over the netting into the seats below us, but the bat went flying out of Willem's hand and careened off the railing of the Mets' third base dugout. And thankfully, everybody all right. It is 0-1. But apparently, 5 minutes of ESPN, Saul Gonzalez has been traded. He was the man the Mets dealt to the Chicago Cubs right before the deadline, and the deal that netted them former Reds reliever Michael Givens. Now, if you want to look at making it full circle, last year the Reds acquired Michael Givens from the Rockies in exchange for a Tortugas pitcher and right-hander Case Williams. So 1 year Givens traded for a Tortuga, the next year Givens traded for a St. Lucie Met. One on, nobody out, 0-1 on Willems as time is called. Willems 2 for his first 15 in Daytona. One of those two, the decisive home run in the third inning on Sunday. Righty against righty. Gonzalez from the stretch, the first pitch. And Willems off the hands to short. Charging Antillian on to second for one. Back to first, not in time. That ball sort of knuckled on Antillian as it got close to his mitt. Sort of bobbled it a little bit, but able to gather and make an accurate enough throw on to Saunders at second for the force. So the lead runner erased. One on, one out in the third for the shortstop, Braylon Menier. Menier, 14 for 82 in Daytona over 28 games. That is a 171 average. Lefty batter with an upright stance. First pitch to the 19-year-old, and Braylon lunging at a changeup. It is 0-1. Menier Two doubles, three homers, seven RBIs with the Tortugas this year. Was 0 for 8 in that Jupiter series. The set runner goes, the 0-1 pitch outside. Throw down by Villalobos. Hit plenty of time. And Willems thrown out for the second out of the third inning. Great throw by the catcher Villalobos. Was running a quick stand at the start of that break towards second base. Could not seem to get those gears moving early enough. And so the count 1-1 actually. As Meneer takes outside, it's 2-1. Caught stealing 2-6. Bases empty, two out here in the top of the third inning, the 2-1. And Meneer takes down and in. It is 3-1. Been a lot of trades going on today, including some that have leaked since the deadline passed at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, the 3-1. And Meneer, tomahawks one left-hand side into the third base seats. It's a full count. Blue skies up above here in Port St. Lucie. Not very many clouds to be spotted in the horizon. Few small ones way off in the distance beyond right and center. Trying to face the minimum in the inning, the 3-2 pitch, and Meneer, a line drive caught by the third baseman Lugo, shifted towards the shortstop position for the left-handed batter. And Meneer retired on the line drive to end the inning. Daytona gets a leadoff single, but a fielder's choice and a caught stealing forces them to bring the minimum to the plate at the end of 2.5, still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Eight, nine, and one set to bat for the Mets here in the bottom of the third inning of this scoreless game. Fans, need to get your group to their big event? Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Raul Barrasierta to lead off, and the slider from Acuna is low for ball one. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types high-quality bus charter transportation since 1983. Is that one fouled to the first base side? It is 1-1. Barrasierta hitting at 294. Six doubles, nine homers, 19 RBIs, the 1-1. And this one off the end of the bat up the middle. Nice play, or no, just underneath the glove of the shortstop Meneer, and in the center field, a base hit. Third straight inning in which the Mets have put the leadoff man on against the 19-year-old right-hander. One on and nobody out in the third for the lefty catcher Fernando Villalobos. 9 for his first 44 in St. Lucie. This is his 19th game. A double, has three homers and six RBIs. Infield shifted for the lefty batter to pull. And Acuna's first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Fantastic in this ballpark was game one of a doubleheader against Dunedin, when a career-high tying five innings gave up one run on three hits. 1-0. And there's one at the knees. A strike, it's 1-1. Walk just one and struck out a career-high tying eight. Ironically, that was the only time he has appeared in a game this year at which the team he has pitched for was on the losing side. The 1-1. Villalobos takes one atop the zone. It's 1-2. Eight appearances coming into tonight. The FCL and St. Lucie Mets were a combined 7-1 in all eight of those Acuna outings. It's time called at the plate. Right-hander Kyle Wilson warming down the left field line for the Mets. Another rehabber added to St. Lucie's roster, expected to follow Gonzalez today. 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Struck him out on the slider. Third strikeout tonight for Jose Acuna. One out in the bottom of the third for the left fielder Tanner Murphy. Murphy hit on the shoulder with a pitch on the very first toss by Acuna as a Tortuga. Murphy in St. Lucie, 7-for-17. This is eighth game. Two homers and six RBIs. Righty from the stretch. And the first pitch is high for ball one. Acuna, fastball, slider, changeup. According to StatCast, in that last start here at Clover Park, sat around 91, 92 with the fastball today. 1-0 to Murphy. Checked his swing. Yes, he went, says the home plate umpire, Laurie. One ball and one strike. We mentioned the trade deadline today. Reds have been as busy as they've been all week long. Of course, really the deadline movement starting with the trade that netted the Reds Acuna last week from the Mets, as that pitch missing outside and high, it's 2-1. Tyler Naquin going back to New York in that trade. Then, of course, the next day, Luis Castillo going to the Mariners in exchange for Noel V. Marte in the high A Dayton lineup tonight. Andrew Moore, Edwin Arroyo made their organizational debuts yesterday in the Arizona Complex League. They hopefully will join Daytona in short order as Murphy swallows 2-2. Levi Stout going to Double A Chattanooga. Activated there today. 2-2 pitch. This one fouled over the net and into the upper bowl of the seats here at Clover Park. It remains at 2-2. But the Reds have made three more trades since we spoke to you last. Last night, Reds trading outfielder Tommy Pham to the Red Sox in exchange for a player to be named later or cash considerations. 2-2. And he got him on the high fastball. 92 up around the shoulders. Back-to-back strikeouts for Acuna. That is his fourth punch out tonight. Two out in the third for William Lugo. Was Acuna's first strikeout victim back in the first. So not expected to draw a big return is Tommy Pham. The Reds also traded Brandon Drury to the Padres this afternoon. As there is a breaking ball strike, it is 0-1. Got back a 18-year-old infielder who was the Padres' number 11 prospect entering play today. And that's a key phrase as Lugo hits a squib ball towards the first base dugout. It's 0-2. Since the start of the day today, the Padres, according to Baseball America, have traded their 1-2-4, or really since yesterday, 1-2-4, 8-9, 10, and 11th prospects in their organization. Check swing. Lugo did not offer at the slider. It's 1-2. One on, two out, bottom of the third, no score. But Victor Acosta, 18-year-old shortstop, won't turn 19 until next June. Coming over to the Red system, is hitting .243 in the Complex League. Another shortstop acquired, the 1-2. And this one powered off that checkerboard screen. Remains at a ball and two strikes. So Acosta, very young. Wouldn't expect him in Daytona at any point this year, but could very easily be on that opening day roster for the Tortugas next summer. The 1-2 again. Slider outside. It's two balls and two strikes. But the big trade the Reds made today, once again dealing one of their big starting pitchers, Tyler Malley, going to the Minnesota Twins in exchange for three of the Twins' top 15 prospects. 2-2 on another one off the hand, straight into the seats. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Cunha, this will be his 20th here in the third. Ferreira reached on a leadoff single. He is at first. The 2-2. That one missing high. Astudillo out of his crouch. It's a full count. But Malley traded in exchange for the Twins' number four prospect, infielder Spencer Steer. There are number 11 prospect, left-hander Steve Hadger, and number 14 prospect infielder Christian Encarnacion Strand. As another one sent to that mesh screen, remains at 3-2. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. First baseman Pino playing behind Barrasierta at first. He goes, and this one driven out to left center field. Back at two, his left is Marrero, calling off the center fielder. Allen, he'll make the catch to end the inning. No runs, one hit, and one man left at first at the end of three. Still scoreless here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the 86-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning. Mets making a call to the bullpen. Harold Gonzalez, his night is over as part of his rehab assignment. On in relief is the right-hander Kyle Wilson. Wilson, another rehabber rejoining St. Lucie's roster from the Florida Complex League earlier today. Wilson, 6'1", 189 pounds. Will turn 26 in September from Raymore, Missouri. 35th round pick of the Mets back in 2017. Ashton Creel will lead off for Daytona in the fourth. He popped up to second on the first pitch of the game. Righty's first toss, and Creel drives this one out to left. Back into his right a few steps is Murphy to make the catch. And Creel is retired on the first toss of the fourth. One away for Jay Allen, the second. Allen has fouled out to the catcher tonight, 0 for 1. Smith with the ball for the Mets made one rehab start in the complex league through a scoreless inning. Faced three batters, walked one, struck out one. As Allen gets this one off the end of the lumber into the first base seats, it's 0-1. Wilson spent most of the 2019 season with St. Lucie, did not pitch last year due to injury. Was 4-8 with a 3.8 ERA with St. Lucie during their last season as a high A affiliate in 19, the 0-1. And Allen takes outside at 91. It is one ball and one strike. 106 hits in 90 innings with the Mets that year. Wilson, just 41 walks and 54 strikeouts. As Allen takes outside, count moves to 2-1. Wilson drafted out of Raymore Peculiar High School, or rather actually out of Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri, was drafted out of high school in the 19th round in 2015 by the Twins. Allen takes high for ball three. Final line for Harold Gonzalez. Three innings, no runs on one hit, one walk, no strikeouts. 27 pitches, 15 strikes, the 3-1. And Allen takes low for ball four. So Jay is aboard with a one-out walk. Second free pass earned by Daytona hitters tonight. Brings up the designated hitter, Hayden Jones. Jones grounded out to second. His first time up, 0 for 1. Third baseman Lugo playing off the line with the lefty at the plate, and Jones drives one out to left center field. Back into his right, De Los Santos to the warning track, and only into his turn, and watch that one sail out beyond the South Florida orthopedic signage. Hayden Jones has homered again, his seventh home run of the year. RBIs 24 and 20 out into the fourth, takes a 2-0 lead. 100.5 off the bat, 401 feet to the left of dead center field. And Hayden Jones continues his assault on Florida State League pitching and gives Daytona a two-run advantage. Homered on Tuesday last week in Jupiter, has homered again here on Tuesday in Port St. Lucie. Brings up Wendell Marrero. And he fouls this one towards the tarp up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Marrero was walked and erased on a fielder's choice in his first plate appearance tonight. The 0-1 from Wilson. And Marrero takes high. Evens at 1-1. So Jones now just one home run shy of tying Stephen Layton for the team lead this year, the 1-1. On the inside corner, Marrero behind, a ball and two strikes. Talking about the trade deadline and the trade, or the trades the Reds have made today. Now one low, 2-2. Talked about the FAM deal yesterday. Brandon Drury going to the Padres. Oh, the Tyler Mahle deal, another great trade by Nick Kroll and the Reds front office, the 2-2. That one up above the shoulders, it's a full count. Three top 15 prospects for Mahle. Spencer Steer, the number four Twins prospect, was up at AAA St. Paul. Have to imagine he'll go to Louisville. Payoff pitch, and Marrero strikes out swinging. Fastball in on the hands at 92. And Wilson has his first strikeout back with St. Lucie. Two out in the fourth for Wilfred Astudillo. Lined out to left his first time. He is 0 for 1. who had been with Fort Myers, made 12 starts there at a sub-3 ERA. That one high, it's 1-0, was the Twins' second-round pick last year out of Michigan. You would imagine he would have joined Daytona, but everything I have heard is that he will join the team in Dayton. Move up a level after the trade as Astudillo fouls it back. It is 1-1. But a guy I think is going to be the star of the trade is the guy who is ranked the lowest of the three prospects in the Twins organization. 1-1, and Astudillo off the hands, third base side. Lugo into foul ground to his right, still on the grass behind the third base coach's box, makes the catch to end the inning. We'll pick up that thought when we return. But Daytona, two runs on one hit. The big blow, a two-run home run to left center field by Hayden Jones. At the end of 3.5, Daytona, a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Acuña pitching with the lead as he moved to the bottom of the fourth inning. Junior Tillian attacks the first pitch and swings over the top of a slider. It's 0-1. Daytona in front, 2-0 on the Hayden Jones home run. As Tillian takes a called strike, it is quickly 0-2. Tillian flied out to center his first time in the opening inning. The 0-2 from Acuña, little hesitation in his delivery. But the slider in the dirt. It is 1-2. 2-0 Daytona, opening game of this 6-game series. 1-2 from the 19-year-old. And the slider is high. 2-2. You're talking about that trade the Reds made today. Tyler Malley to the Twins for 3 prospects, but one of the lowest prospect ranked coming back is Christian Encarnacion Strand. Tillian fouls it away. It is 2-2. He's hitting .320 so far in his young minor league career. Started the season at high A. Now a double A in the Twins organization. This a two-hopper to short. Manier fields on the forehand short hop. Makes the play on to Pino at first for the opening out of the fourth inning. First time Acuña has retired the leadoff man today. Sends up Omar De Los Santos as lined out to... I was hitting .296 at double A. Or rather, .333 in 13 games at double A. As De Los Santos, a foul ball, it's 0-1. And the potential for that lineup with he, Ellie De La Cruz, Michael Ciani, Alex McGarry, Daniel Veoheen could be lethal as this one a jam shot in the left. Jogging in is Marrero. He'll reach up high into the sky to make that catch above his green cap. Two away in the fourth inning for the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez singled to left. Leading off in the second, he is one for one. But Encarnacion Strand last year absolutely obliterated Daytona when Fort Myers came to the Jack for the final homestand of the year as Dominguez takes high. It's 1-0. Last year against Daytona, Encarnacion Strand. This one foul to the screen. It is 0-2. Rather 1-1, excuse me. Strand hit 390, or rather went 14 for 26 in that series. At Jackie Robinson Ballpark as Dominguez early on the slider, it's 1-2. But 14 for 26 in that series with a home run and eight RBIs. Actually, two home runs and eight RBIs. Absolutely dominated in Daytona Beach, and the Reds hoping for more of the same at AA and beyond. Striking out, swinging it is Dominguez to end the inning. Got him on the fastball at 93. 1-2-3, go the Mets in the fourth. First 1-2-3 inning for Acuna. He has struck out five so far tonight at the end of four. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Yasiel Pino leads off for Daytona, top of the fifth inning. First pitch from Kyle Wilson is hit high in the infield. Junior Tilley in the shortstop calling for it to the right of second base. Makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So one pitch, one out for Kyle Wilson in the fifth. Acuna, or rather Pino, retired 0 for 2 tonight. And now here is Michel Triana. Lined a single his first time up. He is 1 for 1. And he takes low for ball one. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Tuesday night as we are past the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Triana tied up inside. High and tight with a heater. It's 2-0. Busy slate of games in the FSL today. Everyone was supposed to be in action as Triana brushed back up and in again. It is 3-0. Myers and Bradenton, their game delayed due to wet grounds out at Hammond Stadium. They were supposed to start about 10 minutes ago, the 3-0. And Triana takes a strike atop the zone. It's 3-1. Will be Pearson Ohl against Bubba Chandler if and when that game gets underway, the 3-1. And Triana takes high for ball four. First, or rather second walk allowed by Wilson. And Daytona, a one-out base runner in the fifth. Brings up Jonathan Willems, but before Willems can come to the plate, Wilson will be removed. Robbie Robinson out of the third base dugout. The rehabber has clearly reached his pitch total. gets a handshake from his skipper, and a new arm will come in to take over. One on, one out. Daytona, a 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Get you the information of the new pitcher when we come back. Daytona in front by a pair on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Michael Krause is the new arm for the Mets here with one on and one out in the top half of the fifth inning. Krause, 6'1", 200 pounds, will turn 25 this month from Murrysville, Pennsylvania. Signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent out of Independent Ball. Earlier this year was pitching for the Cleburne Railroaders in the American Association. Jonathan Willems will be the batter with one on and one out. Willems grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. And Krause misses high for ball one. Krause making his fifth appearance with St. Lucie, 1-2. A 13.5 ERA. 1-0. And Willems takes high for ball two. 7 hits in 4 2/3 innings, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts. A 3.68 opponent average. Triana leads off first, the 2-0, and Willems swings away. Unable to hit the fastball at 88, it's 2-1. Krause pitching for the first time, actually since Sunday, took the loss against the Cardinals, gave up 5 runs on 4 hits in an inning. Runner goes, pitch is strike, throw down is not in time. Kicks over the glove of the second baseman, Saunders, and into center field. It's 2-2 on Willems, but Michelle Triana, a stolen base, and is now in scoring position with one out, 9th stolen bag for Triana. Krause taking the loss against the Cardinals on Sunday. 2-2 the count, the righty offers, and Willems strikes out swinging. Elevated slider, and Krause battles back from behind to the count 2-0 to pick up a strikeout. Two out, Raylan Menier. Menier lined out to short. Back in the third, he is 0-1. Line for Wilson, unofficial, as he is still responsible for the man at second base. As Menier takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Wilson at the moment, inning in a third, 2 runs on 1 hit, 2 walks and a K. 22 pitches, 10 strikes in his return to full season ball. As Menier takes up and in, it's 1-1. Mets do have action in their left field bullpen. Could conceivably be a new arm in to start the top of the sixth. Daytona looking to add to a 2-0 lead. Shadows coming in from the left field side as Menier, ground ball back to the mound. Krause jogging to his left, underhand flip to the first baseman, Barra Sierta. And the side retired in the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk. At the end of 4.5, this one halfway through. Daytona a 2-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Jose Acuna back to the mound for the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 2-0 lead. Lawrence Saunders, Justin Guerrero, Raul Barrasierta. The 3-2 up for the Mets in the inning. Daytona two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left one. Mets no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Saunders popped up his first time. 0-1, and Acuna's first pitch of the fifth. A called strike. Change up that time, it's 0-1. Continue that look around the FSL here in this fifth inning, the 0-1. And Saunders early on another change, it's 0-2. We mentioned Fort Myers and Bradenton in a delayed start due to wet grounds at Hammond Stadium. Lakeland and Dunedin postponed tonight out at Joker Marchant Stadium due to lightning. They'll try and play two tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock at the Joke. The 0-2 pitch up and away. It is a ball and two strikes. Be one of two doubleheaders tomorrow. Clearwater and Tampa will play a doubleheader and then won't play at all on Thursday. As Saunders takes in the dirt, it's 2-2. The reason being that there is the weekend concert at Raymond James Stadium across the street from George M. Steinbrenner Field that day, as this one hammered down the left field line, one hop off the wall. Picking it up off the warning track, Marrero on his way to second, Saunders, and he'll be there standing with a leadoff double. Mets have put the leadoff men on in four of five innings against their old teammate. Their first extra base hit of the game, and the Mets with a man in scoring position and nobody out. 108 miles an hour on the double by at his sixth two-bagger. And here is the designated hitter, Justin Guerrero. Guerrero struck out looking his first time. 0-1 tonight. That was Acuna's 60th pitch. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen. The righty fires. And Acuna misses outside for ball one. Look towards second base. Acuna's 1-0. And that fastball outside at 93. It is 2-0. But yeah, there is the weekend concert on Thursday night across the street at Raymond James Stadium, and thus why they are playing two tomorrow and not playing at all on Thursday. As Guerrero takes high for ball three. 3-0 on the St. Lucie DH. So that leaves just two other games in progress tonight. 3-0. And that at the knees. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 3-1. Bottom of the fourth at Roger Dean. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on the Hammerheads. Jupiter adding a whole slew of draftees from this year. earlier today. Cardinals did that last weekend while they were in St. Lucie. The 3-1 off the end of the bat into shallow center. Willems out. In is the right fielder. Creel calling forward and makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. One away. Now the first baseman, Raul Berasierta. Berasierta, soft single to center. Back in the third, he is one for one. The Cardinals a 1-0 lead on a Thomas Francisco sacrifice fly. Hammerheads already into their bullpen. The first pitch to the righty, and Berasierta fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Jose Davila getting the start for the Cardinals tonight, has thrown four scoreless. Only other game going on today is in Tampa. Tarpons hosting the Clearwater Threshers. Clearwater a 3-0 lead in the top of the third. The 0-1. And that one a slider high. It is one ball and one strike. Tyrone Yuley getting the start for Tampa. How about former Tortuga Scott Moss with Clearwater on a rehab assignment? Two shutout innings with three Ks tonight. Righty's 1-1, and Berasierta steps in the bucket on the slider. Strong pitch from Acuna. It's 1-2. Man at second, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Daytona a 2-0 lead. Both runs on a Hayden Jones fourth inning home run. A look towards second, Acuna's 1-2, and this one on the ground left side, past the glove of Triana. Off balance throw by Menier, gets away from Pino and heads towards the tarp up along the first base side. It's stuck underneath the tarp, and that's going to award Warren Saunders home plate. The second base goes Berasierta, and the Mets are on the board. It's 2-1. Limited range by Triana to his left on that soft ground ball. Menier made a tough backhanded play back into his right. Had he made an accurate throw, still was unlikely to get Berasierta. But the ball got wedged underneath the tarp after it got away from Pino. And that allows the Mets to get on the board. Tying run is now at scoring position with one out. As Villalobos takes high for ball one. Villalobos struck out his first time. 0-1 tonight. Julian Aguiar up and throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen. Acuna's 1-0. And that fastball high, it's 2-0. Is indeed an infield hit for Berasierta, plus the throwing error on Menier, allowing the run to score. It's Tom Naskadov out of the first base dugout to have a conversation with the right-hander Acuna. Mets with a run in on two hits and one error here in the fifth. Daytona's lead has been trimmed to a run. It is 2-1. Tortugas have not had it. Their offense really in full gear for the last week or so. Since the games are postponed due to health and safety protocols last Wednesday, Daytona has scored just a grand total of 7 runs. And have not scored more than 3 in a single game. So 2-0 on Villalobos with a tying run at second base. Righty is 2-0. And Villalobos a pop fly. Left-hand side into foul ground. Triana by the Mets home plate. Bullpen area makes the catch. Had to shift his body, switching over to the other side, had a drift back into his left for one step. makes the catch adjacent with the bullpen home plate area for the second out. Tanner Murphy will not bat here for the Mets. Jack Thomas Wold has grabbed a bat and will pinch hit. Well, the trade deadline is over. I don't think Tanner Murphy is going anywhere. Murphy was hit by a pitch on the very first toss of the night. You hope everything okay with him. Didn't see anything notable, but Thomas Wold fouls off an offering. Banging off the mask of Astudillo, it's 0-1. Astudillo a tad shaken up. Wold hitting at 210 in 52 games with the Mets, 41-4-195. 16 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 22 RBIs. My guess is they'll put Barisierta in the outfield. Considering he played a little bit of the outfield in the series at Daytona back in early July. Barisierta at second, the 0-1, and Acuna buries a fastball in the dirt. It is 1-1. Next pitch will be number 75 on the night for Acuna. Set at the letters. Here's his 1-1. And Wold laid on the high heater at 91. And Acuna ahead, 1-2. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona in front, 2-1. Mets have the tying run at second with 2 out. A 1-2 pitch. And he struck him out with a fastball, 92 in. And Wold strikes out, and Acuna strands a tying run in scoring position. And if that is the last pitch he throws in his Tortuga and Reds organizational debut, what a welcome to the system for the 19-year-old Jose Acuna. Through 5 here in Port St. Lucie, Daytona Radio Network. After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Top of the sixth inning, Christian Scott has come on for the Mets. Raul Barisierta, who had been playing first base, has moved to left field for Tanner Murphy. Scott's first pitch missing down and away for 1-1. So Barisierta now in left. Jack Thomas Wold, who pinch hit for Tanner Murphy. And this one, a one-hopper to second by Creel. Fielded by the second baseman. Easy play there for Warren Saunders for the first out here in the sixth inning. Wold will stay in the game at first base. Here is Jay Allen, as popped up to the catcher, walked and scored a run tonight. 0-1, and Scott's first pitch outside for ball one. Scott standing at 6'4", 207 pounds, 23 years old from Pompano Beach, Florida. Drafted by the Mets last year out of the University of Florida. And Scott misses outside with a fastball. It's 2-0. Scott, his 11th appearance and 7th out of the bullpen. 2-3, a 5.57 ERA as Allen takes down and away for ball three. Scott, 37 hits in 32 and a third innings, 11 walks, 48 strikeouts. And Allen takes outside ball four. And a four-pitch walk to Allen is how Daytona starts a rally in the sixth. Villalobos quickly out to the mound to talk with Scott before Hayden Jones will step in. Jones, a two-run home run to left center field back in the fourth, produced the only two runs tonight for the Tortugas. Final line for the last two Met pitchers. Kyle Whiting in a third, two runs on one hit, two walks, a strikeout. 22 pitches, 10 strikes for him, as Hayden Jones takes down and in for ball one. Michael Krause goes two-thirds of an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and a K. He threw just 8 pitches and 5 strikes. Allen at first with one out. Throw back to the bag, and Jay dives in safely. Julian Aguiar ready in the Tortuga right field bullpen. Have to imagine he'll come on and pitch the sixth, after 5 strong innings from Jose Acuna in his organizational debut. 1-0, and Jones laid on a fastball up at 92. It's 1-1. Christian Scott, Mets fifth round pick last year, number 23 prospect in their organization, according to Baseball America, as Allen dives back on a pickoff throw. First appearance for Scott since last Wednesday against the Cardinals. Righties 1-1, and Jones can't get around on 93. Chest high, it's a ball and 2 strikes. Scott, a scoreless inning. One hit, one strikeout against the Cardinals, was his first appearance in a month. Was reinstated off the IL last Wednesday. Had been on the injured list since July the 3rd. The 1-2 pitch, and Jones fights one in the air, shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Saunders. And on the right field, Grass makes the catch above his cap for the second out. Two away in the sixth inning. One on for Wendell Marrero, as walked and struck out 0-1 tonight. Talking about the trade going on today and yesterday, too, for that matter, during the league-wide off day. But none bigger than the one made by the Padres and Nationals, as Marrero dunks one into right field for a hit. Strong arm from Dominguez in right. That'll hold Allen at second. Wendell Marrero now has a 4-game hitting streak. And Daytona with two on and two out in the sixth for Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo 0-2, fouled out to third his last trip to the plate back in the fourth. But the Padres acquiring not only Juan Soto from the Nationals, but first baseman Josh Bell. Huge trade, Padres dealing away Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel III, as Astudillo, the switch hitter, batting lefty, takes a strike. Shortstop C.J. Abrams Outfielder James Wood. And right-handed pitcher Harlene Susana. Luke Voigt also going to the Nationals in that trade as Astudillo takes low. It's 1-1. Voigt was a late add to that deal. There was originally a deal agreed upon that hit a snafu because the Padres were going to trade Eric Hosmer's exorbitant contract to D.C., but Hosmer had a no-trade clause, and the Nationals were on that list. Astudillo tomahawks one to the netting up along the third base side. It's 1-2. And Hosmer would not waive that no-trade clause to go to the Nationals. So the Padres ended up trading Hosmer to the Red Sox for a left-handed pitching prospect. But there was a chance that that trade got torpedoed by that move today, although that never really came close to happening, it seems, as Astudillo waves and misses. Fastball up and away at 93. Decided Lady wanted to swing. And Christian Scott gets a strikeout to strand a couple men aboard in the sixth. No runs, one hit, two left, thanks to a walk at the end of 5.5, 2-1 Daytona.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Impressive debut for the 19-year-old righty Jose Acuña against his teammates from as recently as last Wednesday. Five innings, one unearned run, struck out six. Julian Aguiar takes over. And the first pitch he throws, a breaking ball outside to William Aguiar. Righty fires, and this one a hard ground ball. Oh, what a pick by Triana to his right. Gets to his feet, throws a rocket to first for the out. A 109-mile-an-hour ground ball by Lugo on a hop. Snared on a diving pick by Triana. Got back up to his feet and threw a howitzer across to Pino. And one third baseman retires the other for the first out of the sixth inning. Here is Junior Tillian 0 for 2. Grounded out his first time, or his last time. And Tillian takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Aguiar. Righty fires, and this one a line drive over the head of the shortstop Manier for a base hit. First hit tonight for Junior Tillian. And the Mets have one on with one out here in the sixth. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, 0 for 2. Flied out to left his last time up. Aguiar, 6 feet tall, 188 pounds, 21 years old, from Long Beach, California, making his 19th appearance, eighth in relief, as that ball glances off the glove of Astudillo, but not far enough away for Tillian to advance. Count 1-0 on De Los Santos. Aguiar, 7-5, a 3.74 ERA. 61 hits in 67 in a third inning, 16 walks, 78 punchouts. As that fastball at the letters for a strike. It is 1-1. Aguiar started the game last Tuesday in Jupiter. His outing cut short to the inclement weather. Went two innings, gave up three runs on three hits. 1-1 from Julian. And that fastball on the outer half at 95. It's 1-2. Final line officially for Acuna. Five innings, one unearned run on four hits. No walks and six strikeouts. Did hit a batter, 76 pitches, 49 strikes, as De Los Santos down on strikes himself. 96 with sinking movement. First strikeout tonight for Aguiar, two away in the sixth inning for Carlos Dominguez. Singled and struck out tonight, 1-for-2. Twilight sky here in Port St. Lucie. Mostly blue skies overhead. Lights having more and more of an effect on the diamond as Astudillo bluffs a throw behind the runner at first as Dominguez takes a heater for a strike. It's 0-1. Tillian at first with two out. Daytona in front, 2-1. Here is Aguiar's 0-1, and this a ground ball to short. Meneer fields on the forehand, underhand flip to Willems covering. And they'll get the force there to bring the sixth inning to a close. No runs, one hit, and one man left. Six in the books here at Clover Park. Daytona, a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Christian Scott stays out for a second inning of relief as he moved to the top of the seventh inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Tortugas two runs, three hits, one error. They have left three. The Mets one run on five hits, no errors. They have left four tonight. Yasiel Pino, Michelle Triana, Jonathan Willems, 6, 7, and 8. Due up for Daytona in the inning. Mets grounds crew has left the field, done dragging the infield dirt. And now play can resume. Scott from the windup. His first pitch of the seventh inning is swung on and driven out to left. Back into his right, Barrasierta reaches up. Did he make the play before slamming back first into the wall? No call yet. Pino running to third base, and finally the home plate umpire raises his right arm. They say he made the catch. Players coming down from the Met left field bullpen to give Barrasierta high fives for taking away an extra base hit from Yasiel Pino. Barrasierta, listed as a catcher on the Mets roster, has played outfield sparingly this year. Just put into the outfield today last inning and makes a tremendous catch to take away a hit from Pino. One away in the seventh inning now for Michelle Triana, has singled and walked, and he takes a fastball up and in. A called strike, it's 0-1. Delayed call there from the home plate umpire, Laurie. The 0-1 and this one by the belt. Fastball at 94. It is 1-1. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. The 1-1. And Triana takes down an in for ball two. Reds in Miami tonight, game two of that series. Reds a 2-0 lead on the Marlins. Aristides Aquino back with the club as a two-run base hit. The 0-1, and Triana golfs it into the seats. It's actually 2-2. Nick Senzel, the aforementioned Aquino, Albert Almora Jr., Mark Colesberry. The Daytona alums in the lineup tonight. The 2-2 pitch, and this hits Triana on the knee. Not only did it hit Triana on the leg, it popped back up and may have caught him in the upper body as well. Josh Hobson, the Daytona trainer, out of the first base dugout to take a look. Triana, I think more stunned than anything else, hands on his knees. Lenny Harris, acting manager with Gookie Dawkins and Darryl Brinkley, had a commission with the health and safety protocols that have bombarded Daytona over the course of the last week. But I think that ball came, hit Triana in the lower body, and then came up and maybe caught him in the neck. Someplace awkward, not accustomed to getting hit. But Triana does appear like he will stay in the game. Josh Hobson walking alongside him. Luis Chevalier, Sebastian Almonte, the defensive or the infielders available on the Tortuga bench. So Triana has reached base for the third time today. Scott throws over, and Michelle dives back. Jonathan Willems 0 for 2 has grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out tonight. Righty ready, the first pitch, and Willems takes low and away. Slider that time from Scott, it's 1-0. Graham Ashcraft starting for the Reds today in Miami. Former Hammerhead Braxton Garrett for the Marlins. Miami not quite as active as Sellers as people may have thought. The 1-0, and Willems out in front of a slider, it's 1-1. Marlins did make a minor trade, dealing a couple of relievers to league infielder Jordan Groshans. Triana off of first, the 1-1, and Willems early on another slide piece. It's 1-2. Triple A Louisville on the road, taking on the Indianapolis Indians, Pirates affiliate. That game through three, they are tied at one. TJ Zoik getting the start for the bats tonight. Scott sets a pause, the 1-2. And Willems a little number to first. Fielded there by Wold. On to second for one. No one got back to cover the first base bag. And so no relay throw is made. It'll be a 3-6 fielder's choice as the lead runner Triana erased. Two out in the seventh for Braylon Minier. As lined out to short and grounded out to the pitcher, 0 for 2. Lorenzo Cedrola, Jose Barrero, Alejo Lopez, Chris Oakey, TJ Friedel. Daytona alums in the AAA lineup tonight. How about former Daytona Cub Taylor Davis batting sixth at first base for the Indians in that game? As Minier early on a changeup, it's 0-1. One on, two out. Top of the seventh, Daytona a 2-1 lead on a fourth inning Hayden Jones home run. The 0-1 to Minier. And Scott outside, another off-speed pitch. It's 1-1. Double A Chattanooga will get underway in the next 10 minutes or so. On the road, taking on the Birmingham Barons White Sox affiliate, Andrew Abbott. Tortuga alum expected to make the start for the Lookouts. The 1-1. And Minier takes low. Fastball at 92. It's 2-1. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Ivan Johnson, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veoheen. Tortuga alums in the AA lineup tonight. The 2-1 from Scott. And Braylon takes outside. Ashton Creel waits on deck. High A Dayton opening a homestand tonight, taking on the Peoria Chiefs. Cardinals Farm Club, Dayton a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. Throwback to first, and Willems dives in. Tyler Callahan has an RBI double in that game. Actually, as I stand corrected, Dayton had a 1-0 lead. Peoria now leads 6-1. 3-1, and Meniere drives one out to center field. Back goes the center fielder, De Los Santos, over his shoulder, makes the catch and fires in. And that was the third out of the inning, and the side is retired. So Meniere gives it a ride, 101 miles an hour to center. But De Los Santos makes the play to strand a man aboard. No runs, no hits, one left after the hit batter. Time to get up and stretch here in Port St. Lucie. Daytona, a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs in our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Julian Aguiar out for his second inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mets with 6, 7, and 8 to up. Saunders, Guerrero, and Vera Sierta. Saunders 1-for-2 with a double down the left field line. And Aguiar's first pitch fastball across the inside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. And his second toss, same spot, same call, 0-2. Aguiar straddles the mound with both his feet, the 0-2. And that fastball hangs a tad high. It is 1-2. Continuing that look. 1-2 pitch, and this one hit in the air to left. Coming in now, backpedaling a few steps is Wendell Marrero. And he'll put it away with a backhand for the first out of the seventh inning. Leadoff man retired. Here is Justin Guerrero, the DH. Popped up to right his last time, 0-2 tonight. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard, we mentioned High A Dayton trailing the Peoria Chiefs. Cardinals affiliate 6-1 in the fourth. As Guerrero early on a curveball, it's 0-1. Tyler Callahan, Brian Ray, Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Justice Thompson, and Garrett Wolf. Fourth of Daytona alums in the lineup as Guerrero takes another strike, it's 0-2. Noel V. Marte acquired in that trade with the Mariners last week as Guerrero strikes out swinging. Curve ball away, 3 pitches, 3 strikes. And Aguiar has his second punch out tonight, 2 away in the seventh. For Raul Barra-Sierta, a couple of singles tonight, 2-for-2. But Noel V. Marte batting cleanup at shortstop in his organizational debut today. At 0-for-1 has made an error defensively. Might be some first game jitters for Marte. As Barra-Sierta was about to come up to bat with 2 out of the seventh inning, but was pulled back as he got into the box. Now, you may remember Barra Sierta back in the top of the inning made a great running catch, but collided with the wall down the left field line out by the 370 marker, or by the 330 marker, Numbers were never my strong point in my scholastic days. My dad could tell you that pretty plain and clear. But after Tanner Murphy left earlier in the game, that's why Barisierta went out to left. It looks like Barisierta will leave the game. And now Robbie Robinson talking with the home plate umpire about who will be the man to come up and hit for him. Looks like it will be Brady Smith, who has emerged from the dugout, one of the Mets' extra catchers, third catcher on the roster. So no more available left on the bench. And creates a tight situation for the Mets, at least in terms of what they can do situationally, defensively, and offensively the rest of the night. But here is Brady Smith. Mets signed him as a free agent earlier this year after being released by the Rangers. Smith in St. Lucie, 8-4-73 in 26 games and takes a strike. Smith, one extra base hit. That is a home run and five RBIs. As that breaking ball fumbles in for a strike, it's 0-2. By the way, former Tortuga Miguel Medrano making the start for High A Dayton today. 0-2 pitch from Julian. Fastball in the dirt. It is one ball and two strikes. Dominican summer today due to COVID. Game's postponed through August the 8th, though, so through the rest of the week. 1-2 pitch. This one a hard line drive. Fair down the first base line into the right field corner. Brill will pick it up over by the Daytona bullpen as the ball sort of died out there. And Brady Smith comes up with a pinch hit two-out double. And the Mets have the tying run in scoring position for the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. Just the second extra base hit for Smith in a Met uniform. And it comes at a very opportune time behind in the count 1-2. A 98-mile-an-hour liner away from where Daytona was shifted. Pino far off the first base line, expecting Smith to pull. So now Villalobos with a chance to tie the game or give the Mets the lead. If he leaves the ballpark, Villalobos has fouled out to third and struck out tonight. 0-2. Righty up and throwing in the Mets left field bullpen, the first pitch. And there's a big chopper to second base. Backing up on it, Willems from the outfield grass nearly pulled Pino off the bag. But Yasiel shuffles his feet, stays on the square, and no harm, no foul for Daytona defensively in the seventh. No runs, one hit, and one left to the eighth. Still a 2-1 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, Walker comes all of the favorites you crave. And when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
Go to the bullpen for the Mets as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Benito Garcia, the new arm in the game for the Mets. Raul Barra-Zierta, who left for a pinch hitter in the bottom of the seventh inning, obviously out. Carlos Dominguez has moved from right field to left field. Jack Thomas Wold, who was at first base last inning, has moved to right. And Brady Smith, who pinch hit for Barra-Zierta, has come into the game at first base. New arm in the game for the Mets on the hill is the righty Benito Garcia. Before we get you his information, Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Ashton Creel to lead off against the new arm, Garcia. And the first pitch outside for ball one. Garcia, just 5'8", 191 pounds, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo. And Creel laid on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-1. Garcia, his fourth appearance in St. Lucie, 1-1, a 3.38 ERA. This one yanked down the left field line, down for a base hit in front of Dominguez. Creel makes the turn on his way to second base. The throw in, not in time and offline. It's a leadoff double for Ashton Creel. Second extra base hit of the night for Daytona, his fourth double in Tortuga Green this year. And Daytona with a man in scoring position, one batter into the eighth inning. So a man at second, nobody out for Jay Allen, who has walked his last two times. Fouled out to the catcher in the first. He is 0-for-1 officially tonight. Get you the final line for Christian Scott in just a second. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Justin Rock with you here from St. Lucie. As Allen takes a strike. Top the strike zone, it is 0-1. Scott goes two innings, no runs on one hit, a walk and a strikeout. Did hit a batter as Allen with a chopper up the third baseline. It's 0-2. Scott, 30 pitches, 16 strikes in his second outing off the injured list. Reset the Mets defensively after all their positional changes. Left to right in the outfield, Dominguez, De Los Santos and Wold, third to first around the infield, Lugo, Tillian, Saunders, and Smith. As Allen takes that one atop the zone for strike three call. Got him on a curveball that hit the top quadrants. And Jay down on strikes, first punch out tonight for Garcia. One away in the eighth inning for Hayden Jones. Jones popped up to second his last time, 1-for-3, has brought in Daytona's only two runs. With a two-run, Creel at second with one out. And the first pitch to the lefty batter. Hayden early on a changeup. It's 0-1. Garcia pitching for the first time since last Thursday against the Cardinals. Gave up three runs, one earned on three hits in two innings. Did hit a batter and strike out two. Look towards second, the 0-1. And Jones, a broken back ground ball up the first base line. Towards the Daytona bullpen, it's 0-2. And he'll head back to the dugout for a new piece of lumber. Only game we didn't tell you about last inning in the Reds affiliate system. A CL Reds will be at the Cubs tonight. In an hour or so, 9 o'clock scheduled first pitch. ACL Reds at 23-14 on the year. No word yet on whether or not Edwin Arroyo or Hector Rodriguez will be in the lineup. 0-2 on Jones with Wendell Marrero on deck. A look towards second. Here's the 0-2. And Jones strikes out on the pitch in the dirt. Got him on the snapdragon. Throw down to first by Villalobos. Completes the K. So back-to-back strikeouts by Garcia after the leadoff double. And there are two out in the eighth for Wendell Marrero. Walked and singled. 1-for-2 has also struck out. talking earlier about the trade deadline. Still in astonishment that the Nationals actually traded Juan Soto today. I was never fully convinced they would do it. As Marrero takes down an in-big secondary lead by Creel. No throw by Villalobos, it's 1-0. Especially considering the fact that this time a month ago, maybe a little bit more than that, no one really expected Soto to get moved at the deadline. It's really as only Manzo Weeks as Marrero hits one off the end of the bat to second. Fielded at the back of the dirt by Saunders. Throw on to first in time to end the inning. We'll pick up that thought when we return to the bottom of the eighth. Daytona gets a leadoff double but can't advance him any further. To the bottom of the inning, Daytona holding a one-run lead, 2-1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Aguiar back to work as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Daytona still in front, 2-1. Top of the lineup, two up for the Mets, Wold, Lugo, and Tillian. Daytona, two runs, four hits, one error. They have left five. The Mets a run on six hits, no errors. They have left five as well. Thomas Wold struck out in his first at-bat back in the sixth inning, pinch hitting for Pera Sierta. And Aguiar's curveball drops in for a strike. Here to begin the eighth inning, it's 0-1. Kick, the 0-1 pitch, and Wold can't hit the back foot changeup. Julian ahead, no balls and two strikes. Nationals did acquire basically the Padres' top four or five prospects. That one in the dirt gets away from Astudillo. It is 1-2. But just didn't think that 3 weeks was really going to be enough time for the Nationals to really drum up the best market for one of the game's best players. As this is a ground ball towards the first base dugout, remains at 1-2. Especially when you consider not only did the Padres get Soto, but they got Josh Bell as well. The 1-2 pitch, and this one off the end of the bat into center. Creel went one way. Actually, that was Allen. Tries to go back the other, and he missed the ball. Gets behind him, and Wold is at second base with a tying run. I don't know what happened there with Jay Allen. First went back into his right, tried to come in into his left at the last second when he realized the ball had a different trajectory. Tried reaching down to pick it off the grass, but it careened off the shades or the blades of green. Backed up, thankfully, by Wendell Marrero. Not sure how they'll rule that one. They will give it an error on Allen. But a casual out instead results with the tying run in scoring position and nobody out here in the eighth inning. And now here is William Lugo. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Watkowski, it is 1-0. Just the second error of the year for Jay. And his first, quite a long time. First one, as a matter of fact, since May the 8th. As this one is swinging, bunt up the first baseline, stays foul. And the count 1-1. But the Nationals did decide to trade Soto. In all this is you never know what can happen at the deadline. Everyone assumed for months that Wilson Contreras would be traded by the Cubs. Ian Happ was thought to be on the move as well before the deadline. But if I told you on June the 25th, as a righty looks towards second base, the 1-1 from Julian, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not this time, says Watkowski. It's 2-1. But if I told you on June 25th that Juan Soto would be traded and Wilson Contreras would not, you'd have looked at me like my head was on fire. As this one yanked down the left field line, back into his right, Marrero onto the warning track, makes the catch. Tagging from second is Wold, advancing to third. He'll get there safely. So the Mets advance the tying run to third base with less than two out. And here is the powerful shortstop, Junior Tillian. Tillian singled his last time up, 1-for-3 tonight, has also fly to center and grounded out to short. Daytona brings the infield in to try and cut off the tying run. Righty from the third base side, first pitch, fastball. In there for a strike at 96, it's 0-1. It's hard to believe that the Nationals, as this one popped up in the infield, that's the pitch Aguiar needed. Minier in the infield dirt, calling for it, and a little bit more towards second than third on the dirt, makes the catch with two hands. Two out here in the eighth inning. Big pitch by Aguiar. Now the infield can move back with two out for Omar De Los Santos. Has had some 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out his last time against Aguiar back in the sixth inning. Wold reached on the two-base error. He is at third, and the first pitch fastball swerves by the barrel of De Los Santos. It's 0-1. Nationals had Bryce Harper, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Anthony Rendon, and Juan Soto. Now all five are gone. This is a soft ground ball to short. Charging in, Minier off balance. Throw pulls Pino off the bag. De Los Santos is safe and the game is tied. Was a soft ground ball. Minier got a late break coming in. Did not get a whole lot behind the throw. And De Los Santos beats it out. The two-base error to start the inning costs Daytona. And we are tied at two. So, Acuna no longer in line for the win in his debut. Aguiar suffers his first blown save, although you can argue was not his fault. As that outside, 1-0 both of the Mets' runs tonight. Unearned. Go ahead run at first, the 1-0. And Dominguez swings over the top. Fastball, it's 1-1. The Mets don't score in this inning. It would mean if they win tonight, would be on walk-off, in which Daytona has lost eight times this year. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Astudillo. The ball unable to be handled by Willems. Popped in and out of his mitt as he tried to apply the tag to De Los Santos. And he is safe at second base with his league-leading 51st stolen base of the year. And now the Mets have the go-ahead run in scoring position with two out. And a 2-1 count on their left fielder. Dominguez singled his first time up, grounded into a fielder's choice back in the sixth. The 2-1. This one gets away on a check swing. It's a strike. But advancing to third goes De Los Santos. We'll see how they score this one. Would not be floored if they charge a pass. Ball to Astudillo there. Has not been a strong second half of the game for Daytona in the field. So now a base hit assuredly would give the Mets the lead. With two out in the eighth. As would a wild pitch. The 2-2 is one a line drive in the left field. Base hit and the Mets take the lead. De Los Santos scores on his way to second. Dominguez, he's there standing with an RBI double. And the Mets take a 3-2 eighth inning lead. 12th double, 46th RBI for Dominguez. And once again, Daytona burned late. And a 2-1 lead is turned into a 3-2 deficit. Well, looking ahead to the ninth now, Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7. Due up against the Mets bullpen, likely to be Garcia again. No action in St. Lucie's left field pen. An error, an infield hit, a stolen base, a wild pitch, and a double, and a 2-1 lead has turned to a 3-2 deficit. As Warren Saunders takes high for ball one. Righty looks towards second, the 1-0. And that one high for ball two. Mets have dominated the season series this year. They have won 16 of the 20 games. Between these two sides. To the point where if you take away what Daytona has done, they are 34-39 against the rest of the league. They are 4-16 against St. Lucie. Is this a line drive off the back of Aguiar? Deflects behind second. Throw to third by the second baseman. Willems not in time. As Willems' body pulling him away from first base, didn't think he had a chance to get Saunders. Now Josh Hobson out of the first base dugout to look at Aguiar as the Mets inning continues. 88-mile-an-hour line drive off the back of Julian. Todd Naskadov and Lenny Harris out there as well. Last thing Daytona needs right now is another player to go on the mend. Already saw Triana be hit by a pitch tonight. And after surrendering the lead without giving up an earned run. Not exactly what Daytona is looking for here. In a one-run game in the eighth inning. Looks like Aguiar will throw a couple of warm-up pitches. The Mets... both their runs coming with two outs here in this eighth inning. A two-base error on a misplayed fly ball to start the frame. A fly ball to left, a pop-up to short. But an infield single, a stolen base, a wild pitch, and a double. Plus another infield hit. And the Mets with an opportunity to add some cushioning before the ninth. Justin Guerrero, the batter. He is the seventh man to bat in the inning, and this is a ground ball. Past the diving glove of Manier to his right, another hit. Dominguez scores to second. Saunders, Manier a late break on that ground ball to his right. It's an RBI single for Justin Guerrero, his 32nd RBI of the year, and it is 4-2 St. Lucie. All three of these runs are in this eighth inning. Now it is Brady Smith. Double to right last inning. Pitch hitting for Raul Barrasierta. And this one a hard one hopper to short. Manier fields to his right on a second for the fours to end the inning. But the Mets send eight men to the plate in the frame. Score three runs on four hits, one colossal error And two left at the end of 8. 4-2 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Garcia now getting a chance to pitch with the lead here in the top of the ninth inning. He's the pitcher of record on the winning side right now. Mets a 4-2 lead. Three runs on four hits. A huge error in that eighth inning, allowing St. Lucie to take that lead. Wilfred Astudillo, Yasiel Pino, Michelle Triana. A 3-2 up in the inning. Fans, reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead. Game two in this series tomorrow night. Wilfred Astudillo, 0-3 today. Struck out his last time. We'll lead off here in the top of the ninth. Thinking about it. As Astudillo swings at the first pitch and pops it up in the infield. Junior Tillian calling for it on the infield. Grass in front of second base. And make the catch for the first out. One pitch, one out here in the ninth. Sends up Yasiel Pino. 0-3 was robbed of an extra base hit on that great catch by Berra Sierta. Out and left as Pino swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. It's 0-1. The 0-1, and Pino lunges, a swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch, it is 0-2. Only two runs for Daytona tonight on a Hayden Jones home run. The 0-2, and that inside. It is one ball and two strikes. Garcia, the righty, fires. And Pino takes down and away. It is 2-2. Righty works from the first base side of the slab, the 2-2 pitch. And Pino strikes out swinging. Got him on the curveball. Third strikeout tonight for Garcia. And Daytona down to their final out. Shell Triana, the last line of defense for Daytona tonight, has reached base three times, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it softly into the seats. It's 0-1. Triana has singled, walked, and been hit by a pitch, 1-for-1. Daytona trailing by two here in the ninth, the 0-1. And this one, and Daytona down to their final strike. Set and the 0-2 pitch. And Triana reaches. It's a high fly ball, right-hand side. Brady Smith on the warning track, but this one lands about five rows back into the seats. Remains at 0-2. Mets have dominated Daytona in their own ballpark this year. They have won 10 of the 11 meetings. The 0-2, and a swing and a foul tip. Daytona's only win in this ballpark this year coming in late April when Owen Holt picked up the first save of his career. Another 0-2 pitch, and that down and in. It is one ball and two strikes. They were swept in an abbreviated five-game series here back in June. They've lost eight straight in this ballpark. The 1-2 pitch, up and away, it's 2-2. Jonathan Willems would represent the game's tying run. He is on deck. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Mets a two-run lead. The 2-2, Triana takes one off the inside corner. Mets thought that was the game ender. It is full at 3-2. The payoff pitch, and Triana with a towering drive, home run distance, but very foul into some tall trees out beyond the first base concourse. We'll do it again. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Another 3-2 from Garcia. This time he gets Triana swinging on the high fastball. And the Mets rally for 4-2, their ninth straight home win over Daytona. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Mets win it 4-2. Back after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
another tough day at the ballpark for Daytona. Daytona had a 2-1 lead with two out in the bottom of the eighth inning, but the Mets with three unearned runs in that frame to add to the one they scored earlier tonight. And the Mets win it by a final of 4-2. With the win, Mets improving back over 500 for the half. At 16-15, 56-40 for the year. Daytona now at 9-20 in the second half, 38-56 on. Him that was here today was the right-hander Jose Acuña making his organizational debut against his former team. Mets countering with the minor league rehabber Harold Gonzalez was a scoreless game going to the top of the fourth inning. Gonzalez left. They brought in the other minor league rehabber, Kyle Wilson. And with one out, he walked Jay Allen on five pitches, and the first pitch he threw to Hayden Jones was powered out beyond the left center field wall. Jones' seventh home run of the year gave Daytona a 2-0 lead. But that would be the last of the Tortuga offense today. In the bottom of the fifth, the Mets able to get on the board in Acuña's last inning. Warren Saunders doubled down the left field line. Would stay there after a pop-up to right by Justin Guerrero. Raul Barrasierta then hit a ground ball to short. Throw to first by Braylon Menier kicked up the right field line. Saunders scored. Barrasierta went to second on the error. And that made it a 2-1 game. Acuña stood strong, though. Got a pop fly to third, a strikeout to keep that tying run in scoring position. Left him stranded. Kept it a 2-1 game after five. Stayed 2-1 into the eighth inning. Jack Thomas Wold leading off the frame. Hit a line drive into center. Jay Allen misread it. Ended up kicking behind him. Ended up going for a two-base error. A fly out to left by William Lugo advanced Wold to third after Junior Tillian popped up to short. You thought Daytona might get out of it. Aguiar jumped ahead of Omar De Los Santos 0-1, but the center fielder would hit a soft ground ball to short. Braylon Menier charged through to first, not in time, offline. That allowed the runner from third, Wold, to score and tied the game at two. De Los Santos would then steal second. Advance to third on a wild pitch and score on a double to left by Carlos Dominguez, giving the Mets a 3-2 lead. Warren Saunders in line to single back before a Justin Guerrero base hit to left made it a 4-2 game as Daytona went in order in the ninth as the Mets win their ninth straight game at home over Daytona by a final of 4-2. Benito Garcia, the winning pitcher, he improves to 2-1, two innings, no runs, one hit, no walks, and four strikeouts. Julian Aguiar, the blown save and the loss, he drops to 7-6, gives up three unearned runs on six hits in three innings, no walks, and two strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Daytona, two runs, four hits, two massive errors, and five left. Mets, four runs, 10 hits, no errors, they left seven. Final time of game tonight. 2 hours and 17 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,194. Take a look around the FSL here on this Tuesday night. Lakeland and Dunedin postponed today due to lightning. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Fort Myers and Tampa were supposed to start 2 hours ago. Still have not begun out at Hammond Stadium due to rain. It will be Pearson Ole against Bubba Chandler if and when that game gets underway. It is final now at Roger Dean. Cardinals beating the Hammerheads by a final of 2-1. They remain atop the Eastern Division in the second half. And they are in the bottom of the seventh in Tampa. Clearwater a 7-0 lead on Tampa. Reds affiliate scoreboard starting at the major league level. Reds in Miami taking on the Marlins. They have a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh inning. Aristides Aquino with a two-run base hit. Graham Ashcraft on the mound for the Reds tonight. Triple-A Louisville tied at one, middle of the seventh on the road against the Indianapolis Indians, Pirates affiliate. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Birmingham Barons. That is the White Sox double-A team. Chattanooga a 1-0 lead. Andrew Abbott on the mound tonight. Nick Quintana with an RBI double. High A Dayton at home against the Peoria Chiefs. Trail 8-3. Noel V. Marte batting cleanup, playing shortstop in his organizational debut. 0-3 so far tonight. Has made an error in the field. High A Dayton. Dominican Summer League Reds had their game postponed today due to COVID. And the Arizona Complex League Reds will be at the Cubs starting at 9 o'clock tonight. No starters have been announced yet for that one. As for Major League Baseball, here on this Tuesday night, Rockies and Padres playing a doubleheader. Padres take game one 13-5. Game two will get underway at 10:10 Eastern time. Jose Urania against Russ Nair. Bottom of the sixth in D.C., Jacob DeGrom making his first start back with the Mets. Bottom of the sixth, that game tied at one. DeGrom, one run on three hits in five innings. No walks and six strikeouts. Has given up as many hits tonight to the Nationals as he gave up to the Daytona Tortugas at Jackie Robinson Ballpark last month. Little nugget there. A little bit different results, though, as they play through four in the Bronx. Mariners a 4-3 lead on the Yankees. Bottom five in Cleveland, it is the Diamondbacks 5 and the Guardians 2. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead in Tampa over the Rays. Middle four in Atlanta, it is the Braves 2 and the Phillies 1. Bottom three in Minnesota, Twins a 1-0 lead on the Tigers. Former Daytona Cub Chris Archer against Matt Manning. Bottom of the third in St. Louis, Cubs and Cardinals are scoreless. Adam Wainwright against Keegan Thompson. Rangers and Orioles scoreless, bottom two in Arlington. Spencer Howard against Jordan Lyles. Astros hosting the Red Sox, 1-0 Houston. Middle of the second, Christian Javier against Cutter Crawford. Top two in Chicago, White Sox a 3-0 lead on the Royals. Lucas Giolito against Brad Keller. Everything else later on tonight, 9:38. Angels host the A's. Jose Suarez against Cole Irvin. And the Giants will host the Dodgers at 9:45. Alex Wood against the All-Star Tyler Anderson. Our series continues tomorrow night. Another 6:10 first pitch. Javi Rivera, the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month for June, will get the ball. 2-3, a 2.88 ERA. Prospect, according to Baseball America, will get the ball for St. Lucie. 0-3, a 3.57 earned run average. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:55 Eastern time, leading up to the 6:10 first toss right here from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Mets rally for 3 in the 8th and take the opening game of this series by a final of 4-2. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Port St. Lucie as the Mets win it tonight by a final of 4-2. We hope to have you with us again for game two in this series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.